It's good to see so many of you have survived daylight savings time this past night, and that you're now going through jet lag and going to survive the week, hopefully. This morning, driving up to church, it was quite foggy, and so it was a little eerie driving into the empty parking lot with the leaves on the ground. It was kind of like I was entering the twilight zone. All I needed was some tumbleweeds passing by. Today's first reading from Deuteronomy follows a long sequence where Moses reminds the Israelites of the Ten Commandments, which they had undertaken to observe as the covenant people of God. Faithful observant of these commandments will be the path of life in the land they are about to enter. The actual text for today's readings became a prayer called the Shema that every devout Jew recites each morning on rising. This prayer is, "Hear, O Israel, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength." The opening word, Shema, means listen. It also has the sense of obey. The prayer is a daily reminder not only of the covenant obligations, but also the privilege from which those obligations flow. Israel is a people addressed by God, called each day to listen and obey. This is the wider context of the supreme commandment to love the Lord alone with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength. Love has the sense of cleaving to God, to the exclusion of all other objects of worship. Heart, soul, strength refer not so much as separate capacities, but together communicate a loving commitment that engages the totality of the person, including, especially seen from strength, one's talents and capacity for action, even one's possessions. Then the corresponding command to love one's neighbor as oneself also occurs in the Old Testament in a different book, in the book of Leviticus, two books prior to that of Deuteronomy, bringing the two commandments together, love of God and love of neighbor. Jesus does, as he does in this episode, seems to be something very distinctive in his teaching and ministry. The scribes that go and approach Jesus, usually they're very hostile figures, siding with the Pharisees, antagonistic towards Jesus and his teaching. But today, the one who approaches Jesus in this scene does so as a very genuine inquirer. He raises the question, which commandment of the Torah is the first? This is a standard question among the rabbis to discuss. He is then seeking the opinion of Jesus, who's seen as a controversial teacher, a teacher who's teaching new things that had not been heard of yet at that time. And Jesus goes and responds in fairly conventional terms. He points to the commandment preserved in the Shema, preserved in that prayer, adding the additional phrase, with all one's mind. And then he goes beyond what the scribe asked for, offering a second commandment of to love one's neighbor as oneself, uniting both commandments together, not reducing the commandments to a single commandment, but bounding them together as first and second. This signals that God is worthy of love and worship in an absolute sense, that God is to be loved for God's self alone. Love of God, though necessarily finding expression in the love of neighbor, cannot simply be reduced to loving action on behalf of the neighbor. The loving one's neighbor as oneself may not at first seem all that demanding. It does not require putting others, the interests of one's neighbor, before oneself, but simply putting themselves equal to oneself. The commandment presupposes then a healthy love and valuing of oneself. But what it asks is, on closer inspection, quite radical. That an act of imagination in high degree, to ask oneself, what do I really want from another person? What is it that I value for myself? Understanding, love, respect, integrity, compassion, loyalty? What is it that I want from other people? Then to ensure that all of my actions in regard to other people enact those qualities rather than run contrary to them. And without denying or downplaying the priority of the first commandment, you can see that the second commandment can be very difficult. That if we can obey the second, and that we have then indeed also obeyed the first. Because God lives in our neighbors. That we are all part of the members of the mystical body of Christ. If we cannot hate and do harm to our neighbor for any reason, and still claim to love God and his commandments. That in keeping the first commandment, we obey the first three of the Ten Commandments. Obeying the second commandment here of loving one neighbors as oneself, we keep the seven later Ten Commandments. And unfortunately, due to human instinct of self-preservation, pride, selfishness, the ego, the I, it seems practically impossible to love neither God nor our neighbor. However, Christ is not asking us to do something that he could not do. That he overcame all these enemies of love by dying for us on the cross, stretching out his arms to love all of us on the cross. And that any Christian who overcomes these enemies will love sincerely. And the good news is that Christ knows it's possible for us to do it by the value of his cross. And therefore, he would not have commanded us to love in this way otherwise. So to love God and our neighbor as ourselves is a debt we owe and must pay. It is a sacrifice of the new covenant, which the new people of God, and indeed every born-again child of God must offer. That every baptized child of God, every baptized Christian must offer. And finally, this may not necessarily mean dying as Christ did, but it could be demonstrated through small but very concrete gestures, like a sincere smile, good words, a small act of charity. It may not mean doing something extraordinary, but doing something quite simple. So that like Christ, our eternal high priest, when we offer this sacrifice and this debt of love that gives perfect glory to God, we can say, as we already said in the responsorial psalm, I love you, Lord, my strength. Shortly before their 1955 marriage, Gianna Mola wrote to her soon-to-be husband, Pietro, love is the most beautiful sentiment that God has put into the soul of men and women. In the next 4 years of their marriage, they had three children, Pierluigi, Mariolina, and Laura. Two pregnancies followed that ended in miscarriages. And then early in her sixth pregnancy, the doctors discovered that Gianna had both a child and a tumor in her uterus. She allowed the surgeons to go and remove the tumor, but not to perform the complete hysterectomy that they had recommended, which would have killed her unborn child. 7 months later, in April 1962, Gianna Emanuela Mola was born at the hospital, but a post-operative complication resulted in the infection of her mother. The following week, Gianna Mola died at home where she was buried. She was beatified in 1994 and canonized as a saint 10 years later. But she gives us the great example of how it is to love God and our neighbor. And so let us go forth this week, working to strive to love God first in our lives, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Let us keep in mind these two great commandments and how they encompass the Ten Commandments as we go forth voting this week, looking at the candidates of do they themselves keep these commandments? Do they reflect these commandments in their actions and words? And let us love each other as oneself. and show that great love to the world, that great love that Christ showed to us on the cross.